This is the story of Calvary, where the past ends and forever begins. Listen to the words of the Lord.
Remember this and do not forget. Take it to heart. Remember your history, your long and rich history. I am God, incomparable, irreplaceable, from the very beginning, telling you what the ending will be. I'll do exactly what I set out to do. Now listen to me. Deliverance is no longer a long-range plan. Salvation no longer on hold. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
Say it again. We will remember.
We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop
and give you praise,
for great is thy faithfulness.
As commanded, the Israelites have retold the story of the faithfulness of their God for centuries. They have recounted how the blood of the Lamb protected them from the angel of death.
For they were a people enslaved, and Passover was a celebration of their freedom. However, the world is on the brink of eternal change now, because it is Jesus the Christ who is saying, remember.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow.
Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. Lead me to Calvary.
Remember the things I taught you. Remember the trials and the triumphs. Remember the promises and the prayers. Remember the bread and the wine.
God will reclaim his people, and it will be forever inscribed on their hearts, sealed by the Master in his own blood. It is on this day that the blood of Jesus overcomes death and seals the new covenant.
We will remember.
We will remember. Sing it.
We will.